taking a lover.
How lucky are we?
Very.
Well, if it isn't the happy couple.
Robert, I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you.
Smith, he's hot, but he's a baby.
Samantha Jones, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
Look, this was fun, but you go play with your friends, and I'll go play with mine. I don't know what's wrong with me. I hate myself for doing this to you.
I don't want to lose you again.
I don't want to lose you either.
I can't stand all that artificial hoo-ha. That's why I proposed to Steve over $3 beers.
I have decided, after careful consideration, that I might be ready for bigger boobs.
I had my breast consultation with a plastic surgeon.
Please tell me you've changed your mind.
Well, not exactly. He found a lump, and I had it biopsied, and it turns out I have cancer.
You have to have a real honeymoon. It's very important.
The Russian doesn't want to have kids.
I am not the honeymoon type.
But it was my honeymoon, too.
She doesn't even look sick.
But she's sick, yes.
Well, she was, but she's gonna be fine.
I had a friend who had a breast cancer.
Oh.
She died.
None of my eggs were viable.
What do you want to do?
Try IVF again.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm sure.
It's a house?
In Brooklyn.
What did I tell you about that side of the paper?
Well, she really loves you.
Oh, who wouldn't love her? Look at that face. You know, just because somebody doesn't perform the way that you want them to doesn't mean that you should just give up on them.
I could die, Carrie, with really bad hair.
You are not going anywhere.
Carrie, please, let me talk about what I'm afraid of. I'm shaving my head, all right? And it's scary and awful, and you can't handle it.
Who says I can't handle it?
Miranda, this isn't just about you anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm married.
Samantha is my friend. She's my family, my insides. She will be fine because she has to be fine. We don't really have anything in common but each other. Yes, I have been invited to go to Paris.
I bet she won't go. She can't leave New York. She's got too much here.
We're the only two single girls here.
Well, actually, I'm with someone.
Fuck you. No one's fun anymore. Whatever happened to fun? So bored I could die.
I'm going to Paris.
I cannot stay in New York and be single for you.
What?
This is about you. As long as I'm here, in the same place, writing my column, then nothing has really changed.
No, this is about you.
No, you moved on, Charlotte's moved on, even Samantha's moved on. I can stay here and write about my life, or I can go with him and live my life.
You mean his life?
I won't be here tomorrow. I'm leaving for Paris tonight. I'm going there with a man that I'm in a relationship with.
I came here to tell you something. I made a mistake. You and I.
You and I, nothing! You cannot do this to me again! You cannot jerk me around!
Carrie, listen, it is different.
Oh, it's never different. It's 6 years of never being different. But this is it. I am done.
Today I had a thought. What if I had never met you?
You three know her better than anyone. You're the loves of her life.
Go get our girl.
Are we ever going to talk about the fact that we haven't had sex in a long time?
Well, I have absolutely no sex drive. You're leaving town to do a movie. What's the point of talking about it right now?
Chloe tells me you were a writer in New York.
No, I am a writer.
And Alex is comfortable with that?
Oh, God, yes. He's very supportive.
Then people change.
Don't let little Stevie have any strawberry.
Mary, that's Brady.
What are you talking about? I know that's Brady. But who the hell are you?
The doctor said she had a small stroke. She's got significant memory loss.
Your mother can come live with us.
I am someone who is looking for love. Real love.
Carrie, you're the one.
That's her baby. I know it.
What you did, that is love.
You have meant more to me than any man I've ever known.
Did you want to come up?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Later that day, I got to thinking about relationships. There are those that open you up to something new and exotic. But the most exciting, challenging, and significant relationship of all is the one you have with yourself. And if you find someone to love the you you love, well, that's just fabulous.
So this is our season 7 recap. We'll see how this format goes.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
Hey, Elise Castle.
We got to keep saying it. There's only so many times left.
That's true. So let's talk about Charlotte.
Okay.
So when this season begins, well, Charlotte's storyline in the first episode is her trying to do, like, the helping the blind thing.
Yeah, with that ridiculous Burberry blindfold.
But I suppose her journey has mostly been about deciding what to do with her life.
Right, and wanting to become a mother.
Right, and if that's not going to happen, like, what's the alternative to that? So there's a lot of her, you know, going through the testing and finding out that her eggs are not viable.
She gets the puppy.
Yeah, she starts running. She continues running and gets the puppy.
We
still don't really understand how the puppy got to her apartment.
Yeah, we don't really get that. We don't know, like, how that lady knew where she lived.
But somehow she gets the puppy to her. We have, the, you know, the puppy show.
Mm-hmm. The period.
The park.
Yikes. The puppy has puppies.
Yes, puppies having puppies.
It reminds me of a Maury Povich episode, like babies having babies.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then to the couple from North Carolina that decided to keep their child.
Becky 1/3.
Yes. And then finally to the adoption. Yeah. And it's so funny, I almost keep saying the baby's name. But
I know, I was wondering, like, well, spoilers.
The baby doesn't have a name.
No, but, like, she could have not gotten the baby, you know, those parents.
That's,
like,
her baby.
I know it's her
That's
baby.
That's her baby, Elise.
But Darlene could Darlene could come along and say, I'm sorry, you don't get the baby.
That's a good Darlene impression.
Thanks. Melissa Gilbert, right? Sarah Gilbert.
Yes. There you go.
Melissa Gilbert's from Little House on
that
the Prairie.
Is true. You got there, though. You
I
got
want
there.
It to be Melissa Gilbert, and I also want Melissa Gilbert to be the one that's married to Linda Perry.
No.
Sarah Gilbert is, though.
Yes, yes. So that's Charlotte. And I guess if we want to look at this, you know, I guess that's not the craziest arc. I suppose that she just sort of goes from, like, wanting to be a mother.
But I also like that Charlotte, throughout this whole series, has really developed acceptance, right? Like, Charlotte before was kind of like the, I want it, and I should have it. And now it's like, I want it. I don't know if I can have it. I might not be able to have it. But also, like, turning it over to, like, Faith and being like, but when we do, we will have it. And we never said this before. We didn't say this when we talked about the last episode. The whole idea of, I think God lost our address.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we didn't really talk about
that. No, and then God found their address. And it is kind of a thing where, you know, we don't hear a lot of talk about God in this series, except with Charlotte. And Charlotte seems to be the one person that's, you know, and you see her, like, put her trust into that.
Yeah, and if you think about the Charlotte who, you know, panicked when her first marriage fell apart.
Right.
And then panicked when her second wedding didn't go the way that she wanted to go. And then panicked when, like, the needles weren't working. And then even in this season, I wouldn't say panicked, but, like, had deep emotional grief over the fact that the pregnancy wasn't happening. To have her get to a point where she's able to say to Harry, after Harry says, God lost our address, to say to him, our baby's out there.
Right.
We've waited longer than for other, you know, we're Jews. We've waited longer for other things. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. Like, that is a pretty remarkable journey.
No, that is. And I think it's like Charlotte finally has some acceptance, which is kudos.
And then, you know, let's talk about Samantha.
Samantha's whole journey. Well, Samantha's kind of had two journeys. She had her cancer journey.
Right.
And then she also had, like, coming to realize that Smith is the one and, like, really settling into that relationship.
And the idea that this season started with her purposefully sabotaging her relationship.
Yeah.
Purposefully going up in the elevator with Richard.
Right.
Doing the thing that would sabotage your relationship the worst.
Right.
To getting to this moment in the end where
she asks him to not do that.
Yeah. Where she goes from, you know, like, have sex with others to help our relationship, if it will, to, like, please don't.
Yeah.
To him saying that he loves her and her saying probably the most vulnerable thing she can say to someone, which is, you mean more to me than any man has ever meant.
Right.
Like, that's a huge journey for her to go through. And I wonder how much of it, you know, I think it's impossible to remove one storyline from the other, but it makes me wonder how much the cancer journey influenced the relationship journey.
Oh, I'm sure both influence. You know, it's when you go through something that traumatic and that hard and your life is, like, kind of put before you and realize how precious it is, and then you have this person who cares so much for you, you realize, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know?
And then Miranda. you know, Miranda went from being a woman who was never going to leave Manhattan. Well, she was still dealing with the ramifications of her previous relationship. In the beginning,
we were still dealing with Robert Leeds and his outrageous banister routine.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the end of it, like, they're settled in Brooklyn and she is fully committed to Steve. And not only are they, like, married, but she's willing to have his mother live with them. And
his
mother,
who she's never gotten along with.
Right.
Who still doesn't really seem to like her very much.
Right.
And is now dealing with whatever it is that she's going to be dealing with. And she's more than willing to say, yes, of course your mom can come live with us. And this is our life. And
yeah, I mean,
this is what love is.
We go from her not being with Steve to them, you know, at that house in Brooklyn before they buy it. And Steve saying, like, I'm part of this too. Like, it's no longer just you, Miranda. To Miranda really being selfless at the end.
Yeah. And then Carrie.
That we just, it's all Al all the time, you know? That's really
and
it.
And sort of like, yeah, that's really was her storyline.
I mean, we see her, Carrie, like, lose Carrie.
And that is
and
what
And literally
it, yes.
find Carrie again.
Yeah. That every episode was sort of her letting go of one more thing. Yeah, we're, like, her letting go of herself
right.
over and over again to the ultimate of literally her finding Carrie
yeah.
and coming back into who she is.
Yep.
And I guess when I think of quotes from this last season, I don't think of funny quotes as much.
Oh, see, the ones I think of is the whole entire speech from Splat.
Yeah, that is the funny, though it's hard to call it funny when it ends in death.
Yeah, no, it's not funny. And even that, like, I will still say that I was having a conversation with a friend about it. So Lexi Featherstone,
she has the funny stuff.
She has the funny stuff, but also I was talking to a friend and we were like, would I have been Lexi Featherstone? Like, had my life not taken the turns that it had, I can totally see myself as that. Like, mm-hmm. that would have been me, like, just still trying to keep the party going. And, you know, you get to a point in your life, I feel like, whether you're, you know, I just feel like in adulthood, one of the best things I learned was when to leave the party. And it's not even, like, the party literally, just, like, when to leave. Like, when it's just, okay, it's time to go home. And it's not because of a party happening. It's just like, oh, this relationship is no longer serving me. This event is no longer serving me. This friendship is no, like, when it's time to leave. And I think Lexi Featherston is the ultimate, like, just symbol of not knowing when to leave until you actually are forced out.
And I guess what I think is interesting about that is that if we look at that episode as someone not knowing when to leave the party, and then we get to Carrie in Paris, where it feels like that entire time in Paris is her not knowing that she should leave
right.
that party.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's this kind of cool moment that I discovered where that's one of the best lessons from adulthood is like when it's time to leave. And I think a lot of people have that moment, especially living in New York, when they're like, I think it's time to go. And I haven't had that experience here, but another quote that I love from this episode is Charlotte with the puppies. And when Charlotte when Charlotte is talking about Elizabeth Taylor, and she's so angry when she finds out Elizabeth Taylor's pregnant, and she says we're gonna have to raise her whole trampy family.
That is pretty good,
like,
actually.
Referring to the dog as being like a tramp, the Lady and the Tramp, but like referring to that when Elizabeth Taylor didn't want to have those babies were forced upon her. And then last when they refer to Stanford as an unidentified older gay gentleman. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love everything about
it. I love that. I almost, even more than that line, I love Kim Cattrall's reaction to it, where she just says, oh,
poor Stanford.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's funny, when I think about the lines from this that I say the most, I'll try to save the last one for last, but I think about the back and forth between Miranda and Samantha of, I expected more of you.
Mm.
Which isn't necessarily a funny line, but is kind of a funny line. Like, it's both heartfelt and funny. And I think of, what are the ones that really stick
out? Oh, I mean, also, I've used this with Mike like 14 times this week, but I don't live here anymore.
That whole yeah. thing is pretty great. All of the stuff that she says there. And then, yeah, I'm so bored I can die is
right.
the one that's, like, the funny one, but also not funny. The thing that I say the most is that is love.
Oh.
Like, I actually say that not infrequently, and it's funny how, like, that creeps into my psyche so often. And I said this before, but literally no one can use the word none without me thinking of Kim Cattrall's line reading of, "You have none." And I know that it's silly, but for some reason that always gets into my head.
Well, now that I've seen, it's not really going to be, like, fully safe, I feel like, until I watch the movies, because I know that I'm still, like, but this week I've been speaking in a lot of Sex and the City GIFs.
A lot of them. It's sort of all that she does.
Okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
So I guess as far as, like, a favorite episode goes, it would be easy to say the finale, but I would actually say Splat.
Yeah, I'm going to say Splat, too.
And it's funny that I love it so much because it ends with her making a terrible decision.
Yeah, it does. But I really, like, just, I liked it. I liked Kristen Johnson so much. I really enjoyed it. I liked the last episode, too, though, because I liked, you know, this is my first time watching it, and I enjoyed the journey and being on the journey. I'm sorry, I like Mr. Big a lot, and I like that they ended together. Mike just rolled his eyes so hard at me. I really do like him. I sent Mike a Mr. Big gif this week, and he got, like, really angry at it. It was the one where Big's like, and at the end, you really just want to be with the one who makes you laugh.
What did I write back? I wrote back, like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you're like, no, you don't. You hate it. And I was like, you gotta settle down, Michael.
No, I think what I like about Splat is, first of all, I like everyone's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess also just you get that great scene between, I mean, you know, Cynthia Nixon and Sarah Jessica Parker. Where, like, you really, it's a brutal scene, but it's both of them making their points, I think, pretty specifically, pretty clearly. And, you know, I get both sides. I don't want Carrie to move, but I get why she's doing it.
Right.
So, you know what? Let's talk about the finale, because now I'm going to tell you how I felt about it.
Okay. Can't wait.
I have maybe never had more mixed feelings about an episode of television in my entire life.
What about Game of Thrones?
No, I just didn't like that.
Okay.
For the record, those that are listening, and, you know, this may be my legacy, I don't, like, hate Dan and David for what they wrote. I think that that was the journey they wanted it to come to a conclusion with. I just didn't agree with the conclusion. I don't hate, like, all of that series because of it. I just think it could have been handled differently.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, neither here nor there. But
I've only seen one episode.
I think so much of this finale is so good. And I completely admit that my feelings overall about it are colored by the fact that I've never been a Mr. Big fan. In fact, I am 100% convinced that Al was brought in just to make Mr. Big look good.
100%.
100% or something like that.
I've never heard Mike Jensen use that phrasing ever.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that was the plot point. I think they were going to bring in another, you know, sorry, older gentleman who is even worse to her than Big is.
Is Big a lot older than her?
He's not a lot older. He's just a little bit older. I actually meant to look up their age difference between Al.
Because she's 38.
Mikhail is 6 years older than Chris.
Okay. And how...
And once again, not trying to, like...
How much older was Carrie and Big? Like, what was their age difference in the show? Do we know?
11 years.
In the show it was? Too?
Well, no, but...
Okay.
In real life. So I don't know. And once again, I don't mean to make it about age. I just... At every point have thought to myself, this is just to make Big look good. Mm-hmm. And it still doesn't work for me.
Right.
And it's fine. So I sort of want what I'm about to say, I say with that caveat, that I understand that if you don't have the feelings about Big that I do, and Elise just rolled her eyes at me.
Because he said the word caveat.
Sorry that I know words.
I know what that word is. I just don't use it because I'm not pretentious. Okay. Continue.
I don't know what I would have wanted changed about this finale, because of course I like that Carrie comes back to New York. I don't even hate that it's Big that goes to get her. I don't even care that we're setting up that Big and Carrie might have a relationship in the future. I wonder if I would have felt differently about it if we just didn't have that final conversation. That final thing between Carrie and John on the phone, where he's like, put the house up for sale, I'm coming back to New York.
I hate that you called him John.
Well, that's what his name is
now.
I know. And I get that it's a scene that made a lot of women happy. And that's fine. I just, for me, I thought, I don't need it wrapped up quite that well. And I suppose my overall thing with that is, for a show that seemed to me to be so much about how you are fine, you don't need someone else to complete you, that we ended with all four women neatly tucked away in relationships. And that's what sort of bothered me. And in a slightly unrelated note, but probably completely related, I remember like a week or so after this finale aired, coming out of the subway just south of Columbus Circle, and there was a huge billboard of Sarah Jessica Parker on like the cover of a magazine, and having the thought, why are you on that cover? You're not even on a TV show anymore. And I was so mad.
Single and fabulous?
And that's, maybe that's just what it is, because I was single. I just thought, like, I just didn't, I don't know. I had really mixed feelings about everyone being paired off in the end.
Well, okay. I think that, but my feelings also about it as a single person, I thought they were paired off, but it wasn't like, and we all found our man and we are great now. It wasn't that. It was like, you see that they all, in the beginning, you might have thought like they're all trying to find the person and that's what's going to complete them. But we realize in the end, it's not, right? Miranda found Steve, but ultimately, like, what closed Miranda's story was she found that she was able to give love unconditionally and not get anything in return, right? Like, with Ma. Like, she's doing that obviously because she loves Steve and she loves her, but also, like, Miranda's doing something so selfless, which is the first time we've seen her do this. Even with Steve, she's been super selfish. And we see her become a parent and do this. And then with Charlotte, yeah, she found Harry, but that's not, like, what's completing her. It's, like, she's having a child and it's not, and she's not able to, Charlotte is a perfect person. I'm using those quotes. You know, Charlotte, someone's always be able to do whatever she put her mind to. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to conceive a child. But this baby comes into her life and that's what completes her. And we also see Charlotte being able to, like, give of herself to kind of complete her story. Same with Samantha. Like, yes, Samantha has Smith, but Samantha's the opposite. She never needed anyone else to complete her. Mm. Like, she was the like, Samantha actually finding love is, like, the most, I think, opposite thing that could have happened. And once again, at the end with this, it's not about her finding or getting the man. It's about her finally being able to say, like, you make me happy, which I think Samantha has fought the whole entire time. And even with Carrie, I think, yes, Carrie gets big, but she doesn't get big. Big gets Carrie, and Carrie gets Carrie again.
Yeah, and the manner in which they do it that made me as okay with it as I was possibly going to be is that it wasn't the journey of her finding big. It
right.
was the journey of her discovering
finding
herself.
And I think all of them, like, yes, men are there and men are part of the story, but you find so much of yourself in that. And with that being said, like, I've kind of hinted at it this whole time, but my, like, my life has changed completely watching this show. And it's not like, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you in, like, a pair of Manolo Blahniks and a tutu.
She is, for the record.
I'm actually wearing, like, a mustard sweatshirt and a beanie with, like, hunched over this microphone. But, like, I've learned so much about myself. And I've, you know, taken so many risks that I never would have done because I felt like I had these four women from 20 years ago rooting me on. And also, like, you know, it was just, it's been a cool journey. Like, I've literally gone on the journey. Like, 2.5 years ago, if you would have said, like, what's going to change your life in 2019, I would have said, I'm going to get a Broadway show. Like, I'm going to do that because that's been my dream my whole life. No, like, at all. Like, what's changed my life is watching the show, doing this podcast, discovering that I like doing this and I like connecting to the world. And to be honest with you, I, like, turned down 2 auditions this week because I was like, I don't know what I want to do. And I don't think that's it. I don't know. And I think that's cool. It's like, by the end of this series, I was like, oh, life is a lot bigger than I thought. Bigger.
Bigger. It's a lot genre.
It's a lot more genre than I thought.
Yeah, this has been a really interesting experience going back and rewatching this and, like, really examining it. And I will encourage you to go back and watch some of it without taking notes because it is a completely different
experience.
Of course,
yeah.
But yeah, I will say that if I could do without the...
Well, I know what storyline you want to do without. The Smith
Don't
being
make
gay.
A sex tape. Ugh, it's so stupid. I'll never let go of that one.
For someone who just talked about watching someone who I'm not going to talk about sex tape multiple times, you weren't too bad about that one being made.
No, but he's really hot.
My storyline would have just been Alexander, like, completely. I just didn't like any of it. I didn't believe it. I didn't like it. Yeah, I'm just over it. Yeah. And, like, my ultimate we couldn't help but wonder, I think, throughout, like, are we going to do one for the whole series or just this whole season?
Let's do this season.
This season, because we're going to do a series recap.
Yes.
So my we couldn't help but wonder for this season. I mean, it can't be the luggage.
I feel like it's
but it still might be. It might be, like, where was that luggage in her apartment? Like, where, I mean, my apartment has a ton of storage, and I still, there's no way we just didn't see that. Unless she had a storage unit somewhere, but that she has, like, those Parisian boxes and hat boxes and trunks, like, where was it? Where was it the whole time?
That's a good one. I'm going to go with my final one, which was, like, I want to know how much. I couldn't help but wonder how much that necklace is worth.
You still can't get over it.
No, and I want her to take it, and I said this already, I want her to sell it, and I want her to, like, I want it to be worth, like, $100,000, and she can just, like, live the next year or two and decide what she wants to do with her
I'm
life.
I'm sure it's worth more than that.
Probably, right? Like, that necklace is worth money.
Because there was five big diamonds, at least. Right?
Were there five or six? That's I want Carrie to have cashed that in and you know, decide what she wants to do next as a writer, because she's a writer and she has her computer again. And I guess that's kind of it. As far as the final season goes.
I mean, it was a shorter one.
It was a shorter one. It was just 8 episodes.
Yeah, so what happens now?
So what happens now?
Mike did it, you guys! Mike just quoted a musical. And not that he doesn't do that, mind you, in real life. Like, he gives me a lot of, like, shit for how much I quote musicals. But Mike quotes a musical often. Just not on air, because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. But I have no shame.
We'll be back. So I want all the episodes to have come out, so there's time to get, like, responses. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to guess in, like, 2 or 3 weeks. When I look at the calendar, I'll put, stay tuned to the end of this episode, and I will tell you exactly when.
Yeah, and
we'll be
speaking
back with
of
some kind of a series. Maybe we'll play some trivia. Maybe we'll read some Couldn't Help But Wonders that you send us.
Right. Once again, please send us any we couldn't, like, anything that you've always been like, oh, this has bothered me about this series.
Yeah,
keep it to the series.
Is there something that we, is there a storyline that we just didn't talk about?
Yeah, keep it to the series and not the movies, because I haven't watched those yet. And once again, you can email us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder@gmail.com. you can send us a DM on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can also follow us on those mediums as well.
And you should, because that's another good way of us letting you know when we'll be back with things.
Right, because we're definitely going to be doing the movies, which are going to take about 4 episodes each.
Yeah, it's going to, we'll, and that'll be early spring, let's say.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little while for us to get there, but we will get there. But like I said, we'll be back with some kind of a series retrospective in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
All right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You guys, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've loved this.
It's been a wonderful journey.
Hold on. Wait. We have to videotape this. All right, you guys. And that's it. We are done.
The series is done. We'll be back with more in the next couple of weeks, and then in the future with more stuff.
Bye.
Bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. We'll be back in, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks with a series retrospective. We'll keep you posted online. Elise is doing some yoga.
I just did a really weird thing to get my legs to cross. Mike Jensen, did you get some jazz sneakers right there?
Probably.
Cool. What was that, Mike?
I said it's been a wonderful journey.
It's been a wonderful journey. You guys, we're done. Hold on. How do I turn this camera?
Turn the camera around.
I don't know. I'm just videotaping Mike Jensen. I guess.
Stop.
All right, here I am. You guys, thanks.
They're seeing all my things.
Well, no one's seeing anything because I'm just doing this as a video.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's not do that. We're going to do it on Instagram because that wasn't very good. I'm just going to do it on Instagram.